Further north in Europe, Britain is getting ready for the big event tomorrow. The royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton is just hours away. British school children have the day off tomorrow. Earlier this week, though, students at many schools were allowed to dress up as princes and princesses to celebrate the wedding. A bit of harmless fun, perhaps, or maybe not. When it comes to little girls dressing up in pink princess outfits, there's always a variety of opinions. The BBC's Nicola Stanbridge in London prepared this report.
Once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming.
Once upon a time, Snow White set the bar quite high for girls' expectations in love and life.
Someday my prince will come.
Disney's Snow White from 1937. Nick Tucker is an expert on children's literature.
Snow White is one of the best stories in the world. It's got an evil stepmother. Snow White is just about to be killed, and then she's rescued by these funny little men, tidies up the house and sings and looks beautiful. And then, to cap all that, the handsome prince finds her and rides away, so she has simply everything. And she's a girl without flaw.
It's easy to see why the allure of the princess still holds.
A lot of the allure is about wanting your daughter to feel special, to be happy and live in this kind of, you know, fantasy world where nothing hurts her.
Peggy Orenstein is a feminist and author of Cinderella Ate My Daughter. She's traced the princess culture back to a new head of consumer licensing at Disney in the year 2000, when a new princess range was invented.
His team came up with this notion of the Disney princesses, a group of characters that they took out of the movies and for the very first time in the history of the company, marketed them separately from a film's release and had them out there all the time. They brought in $300 million of revenue. By 2010, it was a $4 billion a year global business, encouraging girls to define themselves through appearance and consumerism.
At a Disney store in London, we meet Emma Moore behind the organisation Pink Stinks, which looks at some of the issues behind the pink princess obsession.
I don't think that there's any way of avoiding it. It's on their lunch boxes, their water bottles, it's almost every single birthday party that you go to. Children have always dressed up, but one of the things that I don't like is now that there are all these kinds of accessories with high heels for very, very tiny girls. There's makeup for children. There's lipstick for a girl aged 3+. Lipstick, kind of sexualisation of younger and younger children.
But Eliza, age 6, demonstrates that distinguishing fantasy from fact is possible.
Why do you like dressing up as a princess or pretending to be a princess?
Because lots of princes like princesses and I like princesses.
Do you think that there are certain things you have to be a princess?
Yes, you have to be kind.
Would you like to marry a prince and become a princess like Kate Middleton?
No.
Why wouldn't you want to become a real princess?
I don't.
Why?
I just think.
You might do when you're older.
Yeah. No.
6-year-old Eliza's feet firmly on the ground, proving, according to children's literature expert Nick Tucker, that the princess fantasy needn't limit girls' imaginations.
I don't think dreams limit you. I think they probably console and compensate, simply because young women now are out there in the battle line. So when they're feeling a little bit on the tired or negative side, dreaming of another life where they're the centre of attention through no particular skill must be a very attractive fantasy.
That's his opinion anyway. That report from the BBC's Nicola Stanbridge in London.